This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're going to be here as we are each Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That means I'm out here in Seattle time or total eclipse of the sun time. That's 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain Time. David Knight's going to be riding a shotgun there back in the main big professional studio in the old ATX. And tomorrow morning, he's going to be a busy beaver, along with many of the great crew of InfoWars that we've expanded thanks to your support. We're going to be launching a syndicated radio transmission that already has new stations ready to pick it up this week. And everybody can watch it and listen to it for free at InfoWars.com/show. It'll have its own feed, its own archive, its own podcast. We're going to get that podcast up tomorrow. Launch that tomorrow after the show's over. You can subscribe to that at InfoWars.com/show. And then in about 2 weeks, we're going to launch a show with Roger Stone, Mike Cernovich, and Owen Schroyer. That'll be the War Room, 3 o'clock Central, 4 o'clock Eastern. That'd be 1 o'clock Pacific, 2 o'clock Mountain Time. But again, those will be live so that we have live shows throughout the day as things break, as things unfold, as press conferences happen, as eclipses take place, as we have certain guests on, so you can call in. Really excited. I intend in the next year or so to basically be 18 hours a day live. I'd like to be live from about midnight till about 6 a.m. Midnight to 6 a.m., we'll leave that purview to Coast AM, but we are going to put these broadcasts out there because if we build it, you certainly have come. Of course, the big debate will be today, why am I not wearing a shirt? It'll be all over newspapers tonight, be in probably 1,000 publications tomorrow, and that's because I can wear a pair of sunglasses on air if I have a sty, which I had last year. And it was a big conspiracy. We had like double the viewers. Instead of a couple million viewers on YouTube, it was like 4 million one day just because I was wearing sunglasses. And I said, hey, I've got an infected eye. It's closed. It's weeping. It's dripping. It's infected. And I got this on. Now, I'm not missing a shirt here because I have any problems. I'm sitting in my hotel room getting ready to check out and fly out today back to Austin. And I'm just like, you know what? I haven't not worn my shirt on air in a while, and this is a pretty important broadcast. A lot of big breaking things are going to be coming up today. We're launching the new Real News transmission with Dave and I tomorrow at 8 a.m. Central. I've had the Antifa basically physically attack me all over the city. They're stripping us of our rights, our free speech. Google and Facebook and Twitter are censoring more, so we're being stripped of our sovereignty. We're being stripped of our prosperity through globalism. We're being stripped of our culture. We're being stripped of our honor. We're being stripped of everything that ends up allowing countries to be sovereign and upright and strong. And we have the globalists claiming everything is racist if you don't submit to their open borders or their carbon taxes or their Obamacare written by insurance companies to double and triple prices. You are a racist. And so what we see is the world being stripped of common sense and the left turning into a hysterical group of people that live in hysteria bubbles, like D.C., like Chicago, like Seattle, and like my own Austin, colonized by the failures of California and places like Seattle, who have now come scrabbling there in their desperate, parasitic, vampiric desire to pull down any place they haven't imploded yet with their depression, with their heroin head behavior. I'm not bashing a lot of people that are on heroin, but people that revel in their heroin headness. It is truly amazing. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Big inside intel in the White House as well.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So what America is witnessing right now on this live August 20th, 2017 Global Sunday transmission is an exercise in corporate media bullying and their powerless, frothing, useful idiot servants in hysteria bubbles like Chicago, New York, D.C., and Seattle and Los Angeles running around looking for who they can bully and who they can yell and scream at and who they can drive into submission. So since Trump gave four different press conferences and tweeted out and said, great job, with the anti-racism march in Boston, which is Black Lives Matter, the cop killer group, even cheering the cop killer group is just, we've seen the usual suspects. Michael Moore. We've seen the CNN host. We've seen them all. I have an MSNBC talk show host, Sarah Kinzor, on the AM Joy, saying that you still have actual Nazis in the White House and saying that Bannon left because he was a Nazi. They have no writings of him being a Nazi. They have no statements of him even being close to a white nationalist. But they don't care. They don't care because it's an intimidation. Don't want Obamacare. Don't want open borders. Don't want higher taxes. You're a racist. We're going to beat you over the head with it. And it's not working anymore. People have been stripped of their prosperity, stripped of so much. Now they want to strip us of our First Amendment. And that's why I'm broadcasting with my shirt off today. Radio listeners are treated to not having to witness this. But, last time I took my shirt off riding a horse, it was actually hot on a summer's day. And my wife said, hey, you ought to take a picture of this and act like you're Putin as a joke. They claim you're a Russian agent. I tweeted it, and it was in hundreds of publications and a big, big joke. Here we go again. The crime of a man with his shirt off, because he and she are supposed to not exist. So I'm just committing this masculine crime here on air and a publicity stunt. I mean, my goodness. I mean, I can do anything on air, and it turns into a big, basically national, international incident. So I've got my shirt off in protest to the fact that they say masculine men are so bad and that it's a conspiracy theory that men ever had hair on their chest and that we should all just take the estrogen mimickers and become sterile and then die so that delusional drug addict Silicon Valley owners who believe they're going to merge with machines and become God can metaphysically believe that they have dominated the alpha males in the world by simply ending alpha males all to begin with. So this is my ode to the long gone alpha male, the scourge of Earth, here on the broadcast today. Now, I'm going to give you the inside intel from three different sources. I have been mum pretty much since Bannon, it was announced, seems like a million years ago. Was it Friday they announced the Bannon departure? Or was it Thursday? And David Knight's going to be co-hosting here. He can pop anytime he wants and refresh my memory because I'm teleprompter free. It doesn't mean I don't have a crew back there that when I can't remember something finds it for me. I've not really said much about Bannon, the outgoing former White House chief strategist, because I didn't have all the facts. But now I do know why Bannon left, and it's not just some factoid that we should all be interested in. It ties into where the president's mind is and where this country is and where our beachhead in the executive branch is. So that is coming up at the bottom of the hour. I also have a lot of clips here. As I mentioned, MSNBC host, you still have actual Nazis in the White House. That's the talking point. First they lie and say Bannon left because of Charlottesville. Had nothing to do with that, and they know that. It was the whole McMaster infighting situation, and it wasn't Bannon involved in the fighting with McMaster. It was Bannon with McMaster, according to my sources, and that's now clear. And I also have specifically why the president basically asked him to resign and what this bodes for the future. But before I go any further, let's play a clip of the standard new talking point, a you're a Russian agent. They're now having to drop that more and more. They may still get a grand jury to try some indictment on some corruption thing that's not connected to Russia, because now it's a general corruption probe, magically, not a Russia probe. So now they've dropped that. They're moving back into everyone that opposes us as a racist. And Trump saying, I decry all forms of racism. We should love each other. 2 hours after it happened was KKK behavior. It's not like Martin Luther King. It's the left saying it's all race-based, race, race, race. So he gave his Martin Luther King statement on Saturday. Then he gave another statement, even more focused a few days later, wasn't enough. And then now other statements. And then he even went too far and, you know, praised the, you know, the overall Black Lives Matter cop killing group that, you know, was out there saying no to a free speech rally that was like decrying and falling on its face saying, we swear we're not racist. We hate all white people, basically. And they said, that's not enough. You're whites. Whites aren't even allowed to march. Just get out of here, scum. And Trump just said, oh, it's good to come together and protest to come together. Sometimes that's good. But, you know, Black Lives Matter that kills cops is there. So I guess he did mention that. But it's just crazy how we're all beaten into submission by MSM and almost no one buys or listens to. You know, that we're all racist because America and, you know, well, mainly England spearheaded getting rid of slavery worldwide, and we're the open, most free nations ever. And 99% of us have no ancestors that own slaves. And it's just literally like your neighbor showing up because your great, 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 great grandpa knew somebody that committed a murder and saying, you're going to come over to my house and kiss my ass because of past sins you committed. I am really sick of this crap. But let me tell you something. I've seen the desperate liberal trendies. They look like they're being murdered, like they're being killed. Their identity so tied up at the Democratic Party and Pelosi and Hillary and Maxine Waters and all these other classically corrupt dirtbags that rob pension funds and economies and little Haitian kids, that they are just walking around like they are in hell. Because imagine if your whole identity was like some big mama bird Hillary that was going to vomit, you know, you out. A baby mouse or something she caught, and now you're here and your mommy isn't there, and you're just looking up. The EBT money still comes, the government jobs still come, but you're just scrabbling around and you're in a little dirty, you know, heroin apartment in Seattle, and Colbert only comes on every few nights, and he's there, and he makes fun of everybody and makes you feel intellectually superior, and you know, and then everybody calls everybody Nazis, and you believe it, then suddenly the Nazis are everywhere, and then there's Alex Jones walking down the street. You just go, Nazi, kill him, blah, witch, and just go and start booing me and going, ah, everyone hates you. And I go, I'm showing how you're fascist. They'll go, oh, and they'll realize it, then run off. Like, I came here on purpose. Like, why are you here, scum? Don't you know we hate you? We're going to kick your ass. Yeah, you filth, racist. I'm like, where'd I actually say that? Oh, you look like an idiot on tape. Oh, screw. Oh, God. You know, because see, they're all about ganging up on Smitty and acting powerful over him. I was not in junior high when I was in junior high, okay? So here's a clip on MSNBC. You still have actual. See, America that beat the Nazis, we're now the Nazis, see? But they're Captain America. Every heroin head, every they who hates everybody including themselves, who are totally depressed, totally upset. It's like a heroin spirit. And they want you to be miserable. They want you to be a failure. And they want control of your kids. They all have a school program where they, the local rock bands, the local rap bands, the local trendy groups, they come and they talk to your kids at story time. And they come in and they tell your kids everything. Like they have tranny story times for your five-year-olds where a big fat guy in a dress talks about sucking lollipops for your five-year-old. It's not perverted or pedophilic or anything. It's just loving liberalism with weirdo creepazoids that want to have a relationship with your kids. Let's go out to break with this clip.
I think as many have pointed out, this is still a white supremacist house. You still have actual Nazis in the house. You have Jeff Sessions, who's a longtime antagonist against civil rights. And you have policies that back up these ideas in practice. And so what Bannon is probably going to do when he leaves is just support this aspect of Trump's, you know, agenda from the outside, which actually, I think, more dangerous and more harmful than having him in the White House where he was, you know, as was mentioned, somewhat contained.
Yeah, in a way, that's true, though, that he will be able to get a lot done more on the outside. But, I mean, just these are the race baiters that want to keep you poor and controlled. What a group of sick control freaks.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. and the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, I'm shirtless here broadcasting today. I might do the old shirtless stunt once a year to get in a couple hundred newspapers and troll the establishment. They think when they laugh at us and attack us, because they're most of them are really old. A lot of old folks that are awake, too, and are trailblazers. Thank God for them, but a lot of the globalists are old. So they're all about wearing the perfect suit and looking all perfectly, you know, stated to get their con over. I like to not take myself so seriously sometimes. You know, go out and let a hateful leftist throw some coffee on me or have folks threaten to kill me, because I'm putting myself out there to illustrate exactly what we're facing and what we're dealing with. Now, we need to cover news real time as it's breaking to then put our analysis on it. Not just cover what's already broken, and also put out original research and content and a lot of powerful guests. And to tweet and Facebook inside the enemy media live time. And that's why we've launched 8 to 11 every day starting tomorrow morning on the 21st day of August 2017. David Knight's new Real News, that he'll have a roundtable of guests. He'll play a lot of clips. You'll be able to call in. We're going to take calls every day, at least for two or three segments. So everybody can look for that coming up and starting tomorrow. And then in a few weeks, in early September, September 4th, we're going to launch the War Room with a bunch of our other great hosts as well. Roger Stone, Mike Cernovich, Owen Schroyer in the big studio, in the big control room, in the big War Room, in the ATX. And we have our great reporters like Millie and Gavin out there covering what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, and just so much more as we expand in the face of the globalists. But here's a little promo piece that Darren McBreen just threw together today. It's a great job, so quick he put it together in just like a couple hours. Here it is, promoting the new transmission with David Knight that kicks off tomorrow. But the big thing is you being part of taking the live links tomorrow at Infowars.com/show, and then we'll have a podcast for you tomorrow of it. That's always important with a show to have a podcast. And then you'll be able to promote that, and you'll be able to take the, you know, select video clips that we're going to post, but also the whole show to its own YouTube channel, and everything's with its own system out there. Each show will be its own continuum, and then they will use the broadcast to promote each other. But it's not about the broadcast the day after it airs. It's about when it's live and things are happening, so you can call in and see what's going on, so you can send us clips, so we can analyze things as they unfold in real time. And I want to get, By this time next year, 18 hours of live broadcast a day. I'm going to leave coast to coast. We're not in competition with them. They're great folks, but they dominate that slot. Coast to coast AM, midnight to like 6 a.m. We're going to leave that with some of our best of retransmissions of the day. But from 6 a.m. until midnight central, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be getting that out there 18 hours a day. So, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. He's not shirtless, but he's got a lot of great points to make. It's David Knight.
Now, you know you're winning the information war when the other side has no response but to resort to censorship.
Drain the swamp. We're going to have to drain the privilege out of Washington first, because that's what the swamp feeds on, their privilege. They can't stand for people to exercise their First and Second Amendments together.
You found it. It's the real news.
That's what you have to look forward to.
He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Watch The Real News with David Knight. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. till 11 central at Infowars.com/show.
I tell you, McBreen put together an amazing promo. That guy is king at the office. We love him. Speaking of what David just said, that little promo piece from one of his live feeds that McBreen will have to clip from a few weeks ago, it's all about privilege. And they wanted to get rid of all the Trump loyalists because it's about privilege, and they want the only access to the president. And I know David Knight's been really worried about it. I've been calling David for 2 days saying, I don't know. Let me talk to my sources. Let's hold off. But he was saying it looks really bad that Bannon's out. I agree it's bad that Bannon's out, but probably not for the reason folks think. That's coming up in the next segment. But David Knight, before we go there, are you excited? You're going to be captaining at the helm as we launch your big syndicated transmission tomorrow that I want to ask all of our affiliates to give a good listen to. Usually new shows don't get syndicated right away, but yours will because you've been co-hosting right here. And I know with a lot of our affiliates, you're more popular than I am with the station managers, owners, and listeners. I mean, I know Matt Drudge tells me that he doesn't like a lot of other talk show hosts, but he really likes listening to you.
Thank you.
This is a big day, I think, you launching this tomorrow.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And you know, tomorrow is the big eclipse that everybody is talking about. And I think it's very important and very significant that that's the day that we're going to be launching Real News. Because the question is...
We didn't do that on purpose.
No, it just happened. It just happened. It also happens to be my son's birthday, but we didn't do that on purpose. And then we found out, hey, that's going to be the day they have the eclipse. What we're seeing right now is a struggle and a fight. Whether or not we're going to have the establishment, the YouTube censorship, the firewalls from Facebook, and all this corporate censorship, this corporate fascism, are they going to be able to roll back the internet? Because, you know, we got out of that little ghetto that they had created with a major three networks where they had total control over everything that was being heard by everybody. They all talked about the same issues. They all had the same take on all of these issues. And so everybody said, well, everybody's saying the same thing. It must be true. They were reading off a government script. And then we had the Fairness Doctrine that came along. Then we had the internet, and it got even bigger. Now they're trying to hide that. They're trying to put an eclipse there. So the question is, are they going to be able to do that? Or are we going to be able to stand together and enlarge this broadcast with our listeners' support? And I hope that that's what's going to happen. I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a struggle because we're seeing YouTube put firewalls up. We're seeing them demonetize people left and right. And, of course, we've been talking about this for a very long time. It looks like they had all of these levers in place, as you said before, Alex. They had everything in place
to shut everything down if Hillary won,
and they're still going with that plan.
And that's why I took my shirt off today as a stunt, just to protest. Paul's left YouTube. Notice, folks, he hasn't been on there in over a week and a half. He just says, I'm not doing it. They keep banning my videos and blocking them.
Yeah.
I mean, he did one criticizing modern art being government funded. They banned that. And so now we really are down to trying to use old media talk radio, which still has a big audience, and then Infowars.com, and we're being more and more blocked. And, yes, it's up to all of you folks. Like when I went on Joe Rogan, he had the number one podcast, not in his history, in all history. So they delisted it from number one. And even though it has more views than any other podcast, they still won't show it in the top 100 because they don't want to give us those awards that not only are they trying to censor us, but culturally, we are the most popular thing out there. And that's why they can't allow us to even be on talk radio or the internet, is because we put out alternative talking points from our perspective that are more reality-based than telling us Obamacare is free and Gruber says, thank God everybody's so stupid. He could say that on C-SPAN if nobody was watching, but see, we remember, we go back and get it and show people what they're doing. So it's really up to the audience. I know you're going to knock it out of the park tomorrow.
Well, thank you.
The producers and the crew and the great guests. But it's up to the audience, who I'm not bitching at. You've come through before. You come through again. We love you, to really promote this new show, the audio feeds, the podcast, the live video links, and ask your local affiliates to pick up David Knight.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. David Knight, who's riding shotgun with me, is about to get more broadcasts than he probably ever wanted. I know he's always chomping at the bit to do his own transmission. I had to get the crew hired, build the facilities, get the infrastructure in, and get products out there for sale that folks really wanted, that worked really well. So we built a large customer base of patriots that would fund us. And we, despite the storms and the attacks and the censorship and the boycotts and the death threats and the congressional investigations, we are here. And so launching tomorrow, 3-hour transmission, I think David's our strongest prospect to build a whole new system parallel to what we're doing so that we're live time as things happen. So then get an even bigger crew that takes clips out of the show in live time with key headlines, little short 1-minute clips to dominate the web, because that's what this is. This is an information war. If I had a bigger crew, we would have known what I only discovered yesterday, 1 week after Charlottesville. I knew a lot of it, but I did deep research yesterday, supposedly on quasi-workcation, not staycation, workcation. I did research, and I confirmed it all. They had known CIA and State Department officials in Charlottesville first tweeting, first being on MSNBC, CNN, NBC, and the mayor is involved. Everybody's a cutout of the major players. Some of the useless, I guess they're useful idiots, to use Lenin's term, but I see them as useless idiots. The white supremacists coming out. Some of those are real. I'm not saying white supremacists don't exist. I'm not saying, but it turns out the guy that ran the girl over is a hardcore, long-term Obama supporter, obviously drugged up. I mean, you can't make it up. He's a hardcore Obama supporter. The guy leading it was the leader of the Black Lives Matter and the leader of the Occupy Wall Street and the leader of the Obama and Hillary campaigns. And then you've got the governor, the mayor tied into all this. And you've got the other white supremacist leader going to the same special elite school for international political programming. It's just, oh, my God. Unbelievable. And then I said, oh, we've got to look at some of this from the perspective of they've had actors at other events. And they go, oh, you're saying it's all fake at Sandy Hook. Oh, you're saying it's all fake. CNN has had actors to say babies got thrown on incubators. And CNN admits, and Politico admits, and AP admits, that the company that was hired to get actors there to, quote, agitate, that means start a fight, did hire people the weeks before and did bring them there. And that is a fact. And I wasn't even saying there were actors there. But see, they were scared of that, so they wanted to head it off and announce it first and then say that, I said Jews did it, which I didn't say, to confuse it and poison the well. You know, we're putting the website on screen, your home for rallies, protests, audiences, PR stunts, and celebrity events. Let's click on their URL if I can see that because the clock's blocking it. Sorry, I can't read the URL. And because, again, I'm teleprompter free, but I'm on the road. What's the URL for me, guys? And I'll give it. There it is. It is Crowds on Demand. There it is. Crowds on Demand, celebrity events, corporate events and audiences, protests and rallies, talent, press, philanthropy, who we are, contact us, request a quote. They're the ones when Hillary did those fake town halls. And I saw them and said, that's shot in like HD or 35 millimeter film. It was so clear. It might have been 80 millimeter. And then the little girl turned out was an actress and all that. They were the ones supplying the actors. And they were in Charlottesville and they ran ads and they were there. I'm not saying that they even did the violence. I'm not saying that white supremacists don't exist. I'm saying they were there. But now, like I sent you guys the video. We may play it next hour after some calls and I break this big news in the next segment. They got State Department and high-level CIA. One guy is paid $320,000 a year on the payroll of Soros. He doesn't just get money from Soros. He personally is paid $320,000 a year, and then he's there, CIA, State Department, and he's on the news. And then when people pointed out who he was, they took his name off the State Department website and stuff, but Google has all the shots of it. I mean, it's like, whoa, CIA, and they use senior guys? Like, you're so stupid on TV? Oh, I saw him run over. Oh, I saw the racist. I saw the fight start. The white supremacists attacked. I'm the guy being interviewed first, putting out the talking points. This is the downfall of Trump. This is the beginning. It shows and it's all, he worked for Podesta, too, John Podesta. I'll give you his name and stuff coming up. We're going to play video of him on the news. And they had him first on every newscast. Just here he is. Bring him up. I'm just a witness, a standard by here. Ha, ha, yeah. Yeah, ha, yeah. And then all the leaders of the white supremacist formerly worked for Obama, Podesta, Hillary, the CIA, or the Key Virginia school there that's run by the CIA. And when we have Pachinik on and he says they're CIA, he has all the connections. He's going to say he thinks they are, and here's the evidence of why he thinks so. He can't legally tell you. But there's a civil war going on in the government, so they're going to tell you. Now, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, yes, deep state said they're going to overthrow Trump, and they did. And at first, I wasn't saying Charlottesville was completely synthetic because I didn't know. And now I can tell you it was about 80% made up from the leadership. They orchestrated the whole deal. We'll get David Knight's take on this when we come back from break, but just briefly. Then we start the next hour. I'm going to give you the big inside the White House scoop that nobody else has got. I've got it all right here. All the little noties written. That's coming up. But briefly, you want to anger the globalists that where I go out and march in the street by myself just to document how they come over and physically attack me and say we're going to kill you and say we hate you and say you better get out of here. And I say, I'm not getting out of here. You don't bully me. And then they are like the wicked witch getting water thrown on them. They melt. But we got a lot of those videos coming up in the next hour and tomorrow. But understand, they've had John Oliver, Trevor Noah, all the so-called fake news comedy people that pose as reporters. And they say, oh, we're just being fake news, so it's okay. We're comedy. It's okay to be fake news. But then their people take it as seriously. You've got them all attacking our products, trying to get us shut down, getting our stuff tested by FDA laboratories and finding their California standard, which they couldn't believe. I later learned they got really pissed. In fact, BuzzFeed, I'm told, had to send this to three different labs, and they had to work out some deal with this lab to give them PR promotion because this lab sells supplements that are the cleanest and, quote, best, you know, they advertise because they test them themselves. Then they third-party sell them or second-party sell them, which is a good business model. They said, we are California standard. They just kind of hid that in the report. And they said, oh, but it's too much. His methylcobalamin, vitamin B12, 1776, it should be $10. Well, it cost us $12. So there's nobody out there getting something for 12 bucks selling for 1776. It's on sale right now still. At 25, it's a steal. They sell the same methylcobalamin for $35, but that's who we private label from. They were so dumb. They're like, here is the best B12 versus Jones's, and it's the same thing. So that's an example of how every weapon they turn against us basically blows up in their ugly faces, which we predict now the globalists will go to direct staging of things, which is fine. You don't think? We walked into this fight. They keep freaking out like, we're going to kick your ass, Nazi. I'm like, go ahead. Attack me. I'm not a Nazi. I'm here for free speech. You are fascist. They go, oh, yeah, we are. But you've got to go out and do that. You've got to go out and show them. You've got to put the products out. You've got to build the network. You've got to stand against the enemy. Because if you don't stand, they take the day. All the evil men and tyrants need to flourish as good men do nothing. So we've got these huge specials that are going to have to end the next few days. I said, because I combined last month's special that was the John Oliver special with this new 1776 special because they were protesting all our products. Then I'm running out of a bunch of them. So we're going to have to end a lot of these specials the next few days. I'm going to have to get rid of the 1776 BuzzFeed special. And I'll have a new special, but it won't be as extensive. There'll still be some good deals. But water filtration, air filtration, nutraceuticals, colloidal silver, caveman's back in stock, Alexa Pure, Knockout, DNA Force, all 20 to 66% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support, InfoWarsStore.com. That act of resistance funds our operation and crushes the enemy. And you get great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Take action today. Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide broadcast. InfoWars.com is our outpost. We've launched NewsWars.com. It's now got comments enabled. It's got a lot of news feeds on it and exclusive news that does not appear at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. The site I'd give an A+ right now, but I'd give it about a 95. We're going to be tweaking it, adding a lot of new functions to it this week. It also is a lighter site, meaning it doesn't have as many graphics. It's a very, very light site. Loads quickly on your computer, on your iPhone or Droid. So be sure and bookmark that and spread the word, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and now NewsWars.com, part of the expansion in the face of the globalists. Several new websites will get launched by the end of the year. We're going to launch at least two more broadcasts, so it'll be three total after we launch David Knight's Real News tomorrow, and so much more. I saw some emails and comments going, oh, you ripped off the president, Real News. I don't even respond to that, okay? I don't territorialize information. Real News is the common sense name to counter fake news. And we had the name Real News before the president launched his weekly transmission. I'm honored they called it that, but they didn't get that from us. If you're countering the fake news, what are you? You're the Real News. But again, that's just an example of people turn things into little side fights. People ask why I've been so successful. Not that I'm even that smart. I don't infight. I mean, I'll joke around about myself and others and, you know, talk about where we are failing or where we're succeeding. But I don't get off on just running people down or territorializing information. So often people say, man, Sean Hannity is copying you almost every night word for word. I'm like, let's not make a big deal out of that. They're already trying to fire the guy. Our information's spot on. That's a real form of success. Don't you hope it spreads to everybody and we win? That's what winning looks like. And I love Roger Stone to death, but I've had to call him on the carpet publicly when he's getting mad at Hannity, who I know they had a private beef together, and Hannity got him banned off Fox News. I don't care. I'm not knocking Roger, by the way. I get the men fight with each other. It's that we're covering how they're trying to kill the president and trying to sell the idea before it was in the news. Now we cover it. We force them to cover it. We force the establishment to come out and say, hell yeah, we're getting ready to kill him. Because they don't want to debate about how they're trying to do it behind the scenes. Our victory is hitting barbed wire, being laughed at, being ridiculed, knowing, though, we just blew the doors open for everybody else behind us, and knowing that when we end up rolling over and dying down the road, that we did like our ancestors did and delivered. In fact, I want that on my tombstone. I want Alex Jones delivered. He did what he said. He kept his promises. He committed. He didn't backbite. He didn't stab people in the back. He didn't join the globalist. He wasn't a peacock. He delivered. And that's why I love our audience. It's so humbling. Our audience, black, white, Asian, old, young, male, female, it is so humbling to be out here in Seattle and, oh my gosh, go out in the countryside by Mount Rainier. Every restaurant I went into, every gas station, every tavern, you know, restaurant, mobbed, free drinks, free food, just loving me. In on the streets of Seattle, every fourth, fifth person I stop and start talking comes over and wants a picture. But then once one of them pops off, F you Nazi, they all start piling on. And it's like a groupthink, like pheromones or like jihadi terrorists. The fire ants get all over you, then one finally stings, then all the pheromones fire, they all sting you at once. You ever notice fire ants don't hit you until there's a bunch on you? You're out there gardening or whatever, picking potatoes or taking care of the rose bushes, and all of a sudden, and man, it was Zimmerman. You pointed that out yesterday. It's like one will go, F you, always at a distance. Hive mind. And then wait, that person turns and watches because they'll see a big group. They wait. They understand their own psychology of sheep. They see me at a red light. They wait. They walk. Even though it's red, they go across. They turn. They go, F you, Jones! And I notice they're not looking at me. They're looking at the people. And all of a sudden they go, yeah, F you, Nazi. And yeah, they're like, yeah, we're getting ready to kick your ass. I'm like, let's go. Hit me first. And they go, wait, why are you here? Why have you come? And you say, well, I'm here to expose your anti-freedom. Again, you've got to understand their childlike mentality. Like, they walk to me at restaurants. They go, boo, everyone hates you. Screw you. Screw you. And you're just like, you understand only a few failed enclaves like downtown Austin, downtown Seattle, downtown, Southside Chicago, New York, D.C. You people are the schmucks of the globe. You're the losers that live in the coffin apartments, that pay five times what you're supposed to in rent, that just walk around signaling to everyone. You have no friends. They're all completely alone. The demographics, totally alone. Six times more likely to steal. What is it? Nine times more likely to not give to charity. Totally alone. Totally scared. Totally freaked out. But you know to double down on your religion, just like a jihadi. Well, I'm depressed because I'm a radical Muslim. Maybe I should suicide bomb somebody. So coming up, I'm going to break down the exclusive. This isn't important just to know the inside baseball of Trump and Trumpville, because Trump has set, the support for him hasn't gone away, but we're doing it because we know it's an existential battle against the globalists and that they're freaked out by Trump. It's not that we're totally enamored or think he's perfect. And, you know, everybody gets fatigued. You know, I'm sick of myself, much less Trump, okay? You know, it's like sometimes I get amazing phone calls from really important people. It's kind of like, I don't take it for granted. It's just kind of like, okay, yeah, you know. It's like, this is probably just all the Matrix and playing this video game where I'm like beating the head bosses. This isn't real, you know. But this is real, and we're changing the world together. And I hate the Republican establishment that created TPP, IMF, World Bank, all these wars, funded radical Islam, gave us Obamacare. I know the policymakers. I know the names of the bills. I know who lobbied for what. I know who made the money. And I'm sitting there with people going, F you, Jones, you don't want Obamacare. I need free health care. F you, Nazi. And I'm like, it was written to rip you off. Can I give you the documents? Shut up. Well, on average, prices have doubled. They've kicked people off their free plans. Shut up. They don't want reality. They want to hear they're getting a magic lottery ticket and everything's going to be okay. So that's coming up like 5-6 after next hour. We're going to cover it all. I've got a bunch of other big, big news that is extremely illustrative of everything I'm talking about. And it is incredible to now see Al Sharpton saying, take down Thomas Jefferson. We knew that that was coming. But I want to get to Howard Dean. Trump has no moral character. America may be turning away from GOP. The Democrats have no moral character. And the Republican establishment is the scum of the earth, and we know that. So let's talk about who the real players are when we get to that as well. And then we have the chief saying we had 11 police officers in the city of Detroit shot or killed in the line of duty last year. What fuels it? The anti-police rhetoric. It's not about worshiping cops or saying there aren't bad cops. It's about globalists and George Soros trying to single police out when there's a rebellion against corrupt government to scapegoat it on them. And then when cops get killed randomly for no reason by dirtbag cowards, to say, oh, well, they deserve to because other cops somewhere else did something wrong. And so collectively, the cops have to pay. That is the biggest racist, tribalist mindset that the left is in. They claim they're anti-racist or anti-tribalism or anti-stereotype. They use the fact that the West is so anti-stereotype, our strength against us. Let them be set up as the controllers of language and words and then say, oh, well, a cop might have killed an innocent black guy in Missouri, so let's go shoot 5 cops in Dallas. Or a cop might have shot somebody in Chicago 2 days ago wrongly, so let's go down to Baton Rouge and shoot some cops. I mean, they said, I shot some cops because some other cop might have shot somebody. And CNN hypes it up like they're for the people and they're populist when cops might kill a couple hundred innocent people a year total, maybe 100 black people, maximum total, innocent. I'm all against it, but you got thousands of blacks killing each other every year in Chicago. It doesn't even register. And then you get 11 cops killed, 7 of them black. We don't know their names. We don't know nothing. We didn't even hear when they got killed. Since when do they not even matter and not even exist? See, I'm against injustice, mind control, and fraud. So people go, man, you've gone from bashing the cops constantly to like being their best buddy. I never just bash the cops. I bash bad cops because they want to turn them into a globalist tool. I don't want a police state. But do I randomly want to see cops killed and then it covered up and then everybody whines and screams and acts like whites are all racist killing black people when it's 10-1 the other way around? I'm all about statistics. Hour number 2, straight ahead.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And I tell you, this song, let's play some more of it. It's like died and went to heaven, isn't it? That's why they say it's satanic. Because they get select big establishment religious institutions to come out and attack something beautiful. So people hear it and say, well, if that's satanic, hell, I'm going to join Satanism. Music in general is not satanic, folks. What's satanic is not caring about evil and not facing evil. And I happen to know folks that know Robert Plant, who wrote this song. This song is actually against the devil and against commercialism and people selling their soul. Turn it up. Here it is. Robert Plant used to live in Austin. I'll leave it at that. He gets really mad when people call him a Satanist. Now, Page did get into the occult and then got out of it. Here it is. Crank it up. Our shadows taller than our souls. Who shines white light? And if you listen very hard, you'll be a rock. All right, let's go back to David Knight here. I want to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour because I promised we're going to start taking calls every day on every show. And so you think after all these years, the Sunday phone number is a different phone number than the weekday show that I still use GCN to take the calls in Minnesota. And they patch them through to us. And I've just been loyal to GCN. They're nice guys and still use them as a satellite uplink. But I'm in my own independent network, certified on paper for at least a decade. And, Ted is my satellite provider, and he's a nice guy. I still intend to use GCN for some backups. But in the next few weeks, we're going to be going purely to our own phone systems in-house that are HD, that are better, that work better. They got 5 phone lines at GCN. I'm not knocking them. But I'm going to get better, too, about when we say we're going to your calls, we're going to go to your calls. Because you go back in the day more than 10 years ago, I used to take more calls. I was good at taking them. I was a great talk show host in that regard. I'm terrible in that regard. And I've kind of been a bad steward of you as a brain trust because the audience brings up great points. They bring up great topics. They bring up great things I didn't know about. And the more I talk to you and the more calls I take, the better the callers are. So I was forgetting. What's our number? It's 877. What is it? 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX. I've heard of that guy. And so we will be taking your phone calls coming up for first-time callers today. But once we get in the rigmarole of taking your calls every day, not just a couple times a week, we're going to get better at having just open phones for everybody. So 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX is the number for all of you to call. And I'm kind of being a piggy today because I'd asked David to co-host with me, but I am wound up and ready to cover stuff. So after I give you this big news on the inside scoop on Bannon and the White House shakeup briefly, start of the next segment, we'll get David's take on the week coming up, some of the big stories he's looking at, and then we'll play some of these clips I mentioned, and then we will go to your phone calls. Again, David Knight and the Real News launches tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, at 8 a.m. Central, and the globalists hate our work, and they hate what we're doing, and they hate the fact that so much of what we do goes viral. And I know that when I take time to actually watch David when he's hosted the show, and I name the clips, and I put them out, David has some of the most viral videos in political views. We're talking 10, 20, 30 million views in some of his videos. But David just kind of, because we're all busy, it's nobody's fault, just kind of does the show and then it doesn't ever get packaged right. We are going to really get behind David Knight. And we're going to really work on the social media to have him be a big old juicy torpedo that blows the globalist up.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners on radio, TV viewers across the planet, starting tomorrow on the 21st day of August 2017, we'll ask, will the globalists be able to eclipse the new exploding independent Americana free market, pro-God, pro-choice, pro-freedom? When I say choice, we choose life. Transmission with David Knight. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, 8 a.m. tomorrow, and it's so critical for all of you to get the feeds at Infowars.com in the morning. It'll go up live at about 7:30 of the new show and the new podcast link for after the show and everything else to then get this out to everybody you know, David Knight. A lot of folks say, Alex, you're too bombastic. Alex, you're too hyper. I like David Knight. And, you know, absolutely, different strokes for different folks. I like listening to David Knight. I like listening to Joel Salente. I like listening to Ron Paul. I like listening to Matt Drudge, even though you only get to hear him about once every 2 years. I like listening to Donald Trump. I like listening to John Rappaport. Way more than I like listening to myself. And that's, or Mike Cernovich, or Roger Stone, or Owen Schroyer. And that's what this is all about. So you're going to have my show on 3-4 hours a day and then restream the rest of the time. And all their shows will be restreamed and archived. That's what we've built here. You say, have your own system. Google's censoring, Facebook censoring, Twitter censoring. You bet. We're building our own system while they try to kick us off Facebook, Twitter, and all the rest of it. But that's why, while we're still there, make hay while the sun shines, spread the link, spread the articles, spread the videos, and help us in the info war defeat the globalists. What you're doing is changing the world. Let's go to this little piece done by Darren McBreen, heralding the launch of Real News.
Now, you know you're winning the information war when the other side has no response but to resort to censorship.
Drain the swamp? We're going to have to drain the privilege out of Washington first, because that's what the swamp feeds on, their privilege. They can't stand for people to exercise their First and Second Amendments together.
You found it. It's the real news.
That's what you have to look forward to.
He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Watch The Real News with David Knight. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. till 11 central at Infowars.com/show.
So, bravo to that. And it's going to be great to be able to get on the treadmill or be going to the, you know, doctor's office or taking the kids to school and to not have to listen to Fox News or CNN or MSNBC or local radio. I know I can just hit my app or even turn to local station. I'm told make care of the show. And I can just bloop the free iPhone app and a Droid app or whatever. I got a digital radio. I can tune on my car. Now cars come out. You just type in the website. Comes right up. I got Infowars.com/show programmed on that. Boom. And I'm going to hear David Knight with all the breaking news, latest info, the clips, everything. So very excited about that. You know, I'm going to do it next segment because there's not much left in this one, or there's like 6-7 minutes left. I'm going to hit the big news concerning the White House now and get to some of these other clips. But we have to do this. If just the nightly news and my show are giving the globalist conniption fits, we've got to launch other good talk show hosts who are, again, live in the time they are, to put the clips out from the live show, not just terrestrial radio, to then counter, because we are the talking point that's getting picked up by everybody. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, everybody. And I'm not saying that to brag. I've known this for about 6-7 years. The enemy knows it and has figured it out. It's trying to shut all them down now to get at me. Okay, but the thing is, it's not just like I made these talking points up. I've studied black budget, black ops, globalism, COG, all these things. So I understand it. And people high level go, no, listen to this guy. He's got it right. Folks that can't tell Sean Hannity classified stuff, they just go, Alex Jones. And Sean Hannity in these meetings is like, Alex Jones, the conspiracy guy? This happened about 6 months ago. And he goes, yeah. He goes, really? I go, yeah, basically, you can take it word for word. Ask Hannity. I mean, I was in talk to folks that were in those meetings with him. But the point, that's why suddenly he saw at the DNC, he saw Knight, it was about 8 months ago. He was like, I really like you guys now. Keep up the good work. Because nobody's perfect. I used to dislike people I like now. We all change. We all grow. Hannity's talented, super hardworking, great guy. The fact that he's the new Alex Jones and bigger than I am in some respects, wonderful, wonderful. But we need to get David Knight and other people prominently out there who are just as smart as I am, just as informed, just as on target. So, David, you won't just be hosting every few weeks now. I know you wanted this. But I better not. I don't think I will. I think you'll get more energy doing it. But doing a 3-hour show, and I'll still want you to come on some too, just get ready to really enter the arena. Are you ready?
Absolutely, Alex. You know, you were talking earlier about your new site, newswars.com. And, of course, we could just go with Infowars.com, but it's a different look to it. It's a different feel. It's going to have a little bit different content, but it's going to be basically the same.
That's your website, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Infowars is yours, too, David. We're all in this together.
So, but the point is that when you sell the different supplements and things like whey, or you have Caveman, you've got them in different flavors. Same thing with your toothpaste. So you've got different flavors. Basically the same stuff, but it's packaged in a slightly different way, just like we have a new look on a new website. And so that's basically what is behind this. And we look at one of the things I liked about NewsWars, besides the nice, clean look of it, looks like a newspaper. One of the things that they put at the top, I think, to get back at the Washington Post, they've got the kind of strange subtitle for the Washington Post. They say, "Democracy Dies in Darkness." And that's exactly what we're seeing now. We see the left. We see the corporate media pushing back. We've got a story that's on Drudge Report today.
Exactly.
From Pajama Media.
Their slogan is what they're doing to us.
Exactly.
So I think we said tyranny dies in the light. Tyranny dies in the light.
Yes. And you know as well as I do, when we had this, we went to that protest there at Planned Parenthood. My wife was there. We had signs saying, "This is genocide against black people." And the protesters, the counter-protesters, showed up with black signs. They had nothing to say in defense of abortion. Instead, they showed up with their black signs to try to eclipse our message. Now, I think it's significant that the real news is starting on Eclipse Day, because that's the tactic of the left. They don't want to argue. They simply want to censor you, and they want to shut you down. And so we got this story from Pajama Media.
That's a good point. Can we search engine? What was the headline like? Communists attack InfoWars and anti-abortion rally, I think, is the main video. We did a live feed. They showed up with black tar paper and were physically attacking us.
Yeah.
And then black people were going, "We murder our children. Shut up. We're going to kill the blacks." And you're just like, what the hell? And that's not the first time that's happened. I've told the story of weird black people with like green skin. The whites have green skin. They have green skin. It's all like you're demonic, just like in a movie, just like in Omega Man. Everybody has green skin, and they're just like, "We're gonna kill them, and you won't stop." And then they'll even start going like it's Exorcist or something, and it really makes you believe in God when you go out and people are going, "They're gonna kill the blacks, racist. You'll never stop us from killing the blacks." And I mean, it's just it's insane. And your wife's like, "You know, I have a daughter adopted," and they're like, "Shut up, white devil. You just did it to moral signal. Better to kill that baby." I mean,
and then
it's
they
all
tried,
on video. You cannot.
That's right. And then they tried to spit on my daughter. So fortunately, the glass is up, but they saw her in the car and they spit on the glass where my daughter was that we had adopted. This is what's happening now, though, Alex. We've got Google working with liberal groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center to algorithmically censor people, to label them as hate groups. And, of course, who are they labeling as hate groups? We've had the Southern Poverty Law Center this last week put out more lists, and this isn't the first time they've done it. They put Christian groups on there, like Family Research Council, like the Alliance Defending
Freedom. Got them attacked.
Yeah, and so they put them out, label them as hate groups. Why? Because they stand for traditional marriage. Martin Luther King stood for traditional marriage. Are they going to remove his name from all the streets? Are they going to tear down the monuments
to
Martin Luther King?
They actually are calling for removing him. They're calling him a homophobe, and they're calling him a transphobe.
Well, that's where it
actually
goes.
Actually, major universities are removing Martin Luther King now.
Yeah.
Because he said, "Judge somebody off what they do." Yeah. You fix my car, I don't care what color you are. If you're good at it, you play good music, I don't care what color you are. You got good Southern cooking. There's some black restaurants on the east side, got the best Southern cooking over there. And you bet I'm in there eating like a little pig because they know how to cook it. There's some black barbecue joints in East Austin. I go there not because they're black, because the barbecue falls off the bone. Speaking of Jimi Hendrix, we're playing his music not because he's black, but because that music's got what it takes, baby. I got something, and I'm super bad.
Worldwide. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide Sunday global transmission. In the start of the next segment, JK, Ryan, Sean, Don, Kim, Nicole, many others were going to you. Sean gave us a little comment that reminds me of something I forgot to write about or cover Friday. My wife, used an Uber to go see some of her friends here in Seattle while I was working Friday. And they sent her this whole email about racism is everywhere. Trump is a KKK member. There's evil racist everywhere. Please report it to us immediately. Help us deny service to anybody that's a Nazi. I mean, they're just creating a hysteria. Where, meanwhile, I'm walking down the street and they're trying to attack me. It's just pure bullying. It's a full corporate press. And I believe it's going to backfire. But Sean says email from his job calling Trump a Nazi. So we're going to go to him first at the start of the next segment with David Knight, who is riding shotgun today, but will be hosting tomorrow at 8 a.m. Central, The Real News. We're going to build the whole new radio / TV network around that. And we've got Infowars.com/show, affiliate links. We're on the big establishment, you know, satellite. We lease time, big contract I signed for the next year to put out his show live on that, then it archives so they can play it anytime they want off the Star Guide systems. And I've signed the contracts for two other shows that start. One of them hadn't been announced yet. One of them is War Room that starts on the 4th of September. So we're busy hiring people moving forward. Thanks for all your prayers. Thanks for everything you do out there. Infowarsstore.com is where you can get great products and fund the operation. But before we go to those callers, I wanted to mention just some big breaking news. And I was told I could basically get into this from both sources. But I'm going to be very, very careful about what I get into here. I don't really care about regular court or palace intrigue in an administration. If the palace intrigue is just globalist against globalist, trying to get control of the president so they themselves can get better sweetheart deals. We've seen Democrats and Republicans sell out our infrastructure, our military, the Panama Canal, our missile secrets, arm North Korea, fund the Arab Spring. Bipartisanly, both groups are against Trump. And that's why I'm proud to stand against the media bullies, the Hollywood bullies, the Saudi Arabian bullies, the Islamic bullies, the Chinese communist bullies, the EU bullies, the Democrats, all of it, the demonizations, the thugs on the street, the useful idiots, because I know I'm right and we're going to change the world together because we're not the yes men, you know, selling gasoline in hell. We're selling snow cones in hell. We're selling, you know, ice cold iced tea in the middle of the Sahara Desert. We're selling what folks want, what we want, treating folks like we want to be treated. Good old-fashioned straight-up shooting. I couldn't sit around and scheme anything. I'm just straight up. Everybody knows that. And the globalists just don't know what to do at this point. But I don't just get into White House intrigue to cover White House intrigue. But, you know, we tell you, hey, Trump's going to announce no boots on the ground. 3 days later, he does it on Syria. Or we tell you, yeah, Priebus and Spicer are going to be out Friday. It happens exactly as we told you. We told you on Monday. We just have to prove to you here, you know, that, you know, we told you a few weeks ago. No, he is out. Bannon is out for this book, Devil's Bargain, where he takes credit for everything. And a lot of stuff that Trump actually did and that other people did, he takes credit for in Devil's Bargain. And it's not about Trump wanting the credit or other people that actually made those shots getting the credit. Some of it's my work. I don't want the credit. I'm just telling you that was part of the issue. And the Army, you know, he took credit for stuff the Army did. And look, I'm not here criticizing Bannon. I think he's super smart, a great asset. I love Breitbart. I'm not in competition with Breitbart. I'm not here to count coup. When we knew he was out 2 weeks ago, I was bemoaning it. David Knight thought it was a really bad sign that Trump was getting rid of loyalists and the few patriots that were remaining. I called David 2 days ago, and I said, we should wait on this. And I never tell hosts what to say or do. I didn't tell him what to do. I just said, I don't know yet. I'm talking to a lot of people that are very close to this and making some phone calls. And I think it's just classic power struggles. Bannon's a great guy, a patriot, not a racist, a great guy. He got in there, though, and his great sin was thinking they'd eat him last. Well, finally, they got to him. And so he brought in the generals. He brought in McMaster. He brought in Rex Tillerson and all these corporate guys who are executing Trump's Make America Great Again agenda. So all I care about is the president's agenda is executed. He may take goblins, his goblin guides, going into a goblin's nest, as long as he's not, you know, kissing goblins and then goblins are vomiting everywhere. You know, catch him in bed with a goblin, you know, succubus with a goblin. As long as that's not going on, we're cool. And so far, he's gotten more done than I thought he would in 7 months. But Right now, we're in a holding pattern. Overall, I can tell you, though, that it was over the inner fighting. And it was over Bannon fighting with Jared and Ivanka, and then McMaster and Bannon kind of teaming up against Scaramucci. And then out of the wreckage of Scaramucci, Bannon 2 weeks ago said he was going to do his resignation. And I'd been told he was going to resign 2 weeks ago within 3 days. I guess for whatever reason, they had him hold off on it. It had nothing to do with Charlottesville. That's just a fact. And they're admitting that. And I love Breitbart. I love the work they're doing. Really great folks. Really good nationalist patriots. And so I sleep good at night knowing they're there. Just like I sleep good at night knowing DrudgeReport.com's there. Because you know, I don't want to walk point all the time. It's good to have those folks out there with their professionalism, their funding, their crowdsourcing, everything they're doing. But it is of concern because right now the president says, now I'll get my agenda done. Now I want peace. I don't want to hear I'm not getting my agenda done because there's infighting. Well, the infighting was over what was left of loyal opposition battling. And now you got deep staters that have brought in Condoleezza Rice around the State Department and brought in Petraeus's people and Soros's people at National Security with McMaster. More and more, it looks like from my high-level sources that the kingpin is a.k.a. General Mattis, a.k.a. the real Palpatine. And so that's the big rooster in the hen house there. And as long as these are American eggs we're laying, I don't have a problem who's running around with the rooster, you know, behavior. But I'm going to get real upset if things start going sideways at this point. So let's wait and see. Because they're telling Trump, we'll get your agenda done now, sir. We'll get those tax cuts, sir. We'll get Obamacare repealed, sir. And we'll get the border secured. And a lot of it they've already done. And we'll get our military strengthened again. And we'll finish knocking out ISIS. I mean, incredible successes. And we'll have the seven-nation ban, which we've successfully had. And we'll North Korea's kind of halfway back down. So Trump's just having devastating success. You watch mainstream media, you'd think he'd totally blown himself up. We're going to come back, talk to David Knight about this, play some clips, and go to calls. But David Knight, what do you think of what I just said?
I think you're absolutely right, Alex. One of the things I'm worried about, we reported on this on Friday, was the fact there's going to be a Camp David meeting with the generals and Trump. And now we see that McMaster's, it says, we've reached a decision on an Afghan strategy after rigorous debate. He said, Trump really did come in with a different course of action, and I think he now needs a weekend to collect his thoughts on how he's going to explain it to the American people. That looks very ominous to me. I'm very concerned about what these generals are going to do with our foreign policy.
Well, I hadn't seen that quote. I'm going to come back and lead with that. What an undermining.
Yeah.
That sounds like they don't agree with the president on this longest war, 16 years.
Yes.
And that they think he's a bad guy, and they're undermining. And, well, you know, this is the moment of truth. He's getting rid of people one after the other is what he says, and going to find out who's leaking and who's not executing. Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's David Knight, 8 a.m. weekdays. Yeah, crank it up. Woo!
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, most talk show hosts are really good at plugging their website. But I should just get on the air and just look at the news articles and videos and every segment play a video and comment on them. Look at this quote. Now, I don't want to say this on air or they'll edit it out on the news and then say that I said this. But you know what? I can't live like that. If they're going to edit what I'm going to say and play it to say I'm racist, let them do it. I'm going to read what the lady says on the video. Seriously. And again, we'll see who wins. We'll see if they can eclipse the truth, eclipse reality. There's video. Here, up on Infowars.com, quote, stupid black bitch supposed to be on our side, Antifa yells as black officer during Boston protest. It's a liberal city. The police are out there. They're letting you beat up the Trump supporters, beat up old women. In fact, let's play that segment in a minute of the woman. We have that clip, right? I did a video on it yesterday. A 70-something years old woman who ever being beaten up because she has an American flag being stomped, and a bunch of skanky white chicks go, "You deserve it. You know, you're pro Trump." Stupid black bitch supposed to be on our side. Antifa yells at black officer during Boston protest. That's just called civilization. That's just your police. But there's just this bring everything down. Everything's our enemy. If a building's named Lynch, get rid of it, because that means lynch black people. It's just rolling over to virtue signal to anything and everything. It is insane. White House petition calls on Trump to officially recognize Antifa as a terrorist organization. Here's another one. New York Times applauds far-left violence. So does the Washington Post. So does CNN. So does MSNBC. They say it's good to go out and, if somebody's a conservative, basically kill them. They want a civil war. And they're always claiming I'm calling for violence. Comedian Dick Gregory, guest on the show, civil rights activist. He disagreed with me some of the last few years of Obama, but it doesn't matter. He was a great guy. He died. And I just got word Jerry Lewis died. You know, he exposed that muscular dystrophy was mainly either in utero or also after a deficiency in nutrients. They learned at zoos to give the folks nutrients, and that would stop. And then they kicked him off of it once he found basically that the root cause, like scurvy, is caused by no vitamin C, asphyxiation is not having oxygen. You know, same thing. A lot of these diseases are from nutrient deficiencies. There you go, Jerry Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. And Lord have mercy, great balls of fire. David Knight's riding shotgun with us. David, I want to go to Sean, Ryan, JK, Don, Kim, Nicole, Fontaine, what a cool name, and others before this transmission ends. But any comments on just the frothing anti-everything from the left now? They've truly gone insane.
Well, you know, Alex, it's kind of like Mike Judge's Idiocracy, but it's very violent. You know, Idiocracy, they weren't that violent, but now they are very violent. And we have an article
Idiocracy
here from...
Idiocracy meets Road Warrior.
Yeah. Let me read you this headline from the Washington Post. Democrats say Confederate monuments are now white supremacist rallying points. No, they're Democrat rallying points. And we've had Democrats. We had a black lady who was a former councilman.
And by the way, all those white supremacists, all those people were Democrats.
That's right.
It's damn statues of Democrats.
That's right. There was a headline back in North Carolina. One of the news sites said the North Carolina governor said, I'm going to get rid of all the Confederate monuments and so forth and so on. So the headline, the subtitle was, the governor says he's going to erase Democrat history. And that's really what we're talking about, because that was the history. That was the Democrats that enacted Jim Crow laws.
If you know history... If you know history, it's so insulting how they flipped it all around and double-crossed Christian white conservatives that did all this freeing up of everybody, and then they turn it around on my grandfather and people that put their ass up on the line to do all this. And I guess he might have been wrong. I mean, I'm defending that they got rid of segregation and stuff. I'm glad they did. But then it just they brought in something worse. It's like they stabbed true liberalism in the back with the dirtbag Democratic Party. So now they've made something just as bad. But that's a lot of times an evil gets replaced with an evil. David, you brought up the quote by a general. Read that again, though. Criticizing the president, saying, oh, he'll have to give this strategy on Monday and make sense. Well, your 16-year failed war that's killed tens of thousands of people and up opium production nine times what it was, that's a damn failure. So I missed it. Which one of the gang of three, which one of those generals said that?
That was Mattis. And they've been talking about the fact they're going to go from about 4,000 to about 8,400 troops. So they said, no, we're going to go further than that. And he said, Trump came in with a very different course of action. I think he now needs the weekend to collect his thoughts about how he's going to explain it to the American people, that evidently the generals have told him what the new strategy is going to be. And he's got to figure out how he's going to explain that to the American people. And I want to read you one other thing, too, Alex. And this is back with AP talking about generals Mattis and Kelly.
Every time it's how he's going to collect his thoughts. Every time one of these damn generals talks, mm-hmm. it's talking about how they're going to control the president.
Yeah, let
God
me tell
Almighty.
You, let me tell you how condescending they are about this. The AP reported a couple of weeks ago that Mattis and Kelly, when he was still Secretary of Homeland Security, agreed that in the earliest weeks of Trump's presidency, one of them would remain in the United States at all times to keep tabs on the orders that were rapidly emerging from the White House.
Because we broke that first.
Yeah.
We broke that first. Is that in the news now?
That's in the news now. That was part of when they were talking about, hey, look, the generals and the New Yorkers have got his back. They don't have his back. We're talking when they talk about New Yorkers, they're talking about the Goldman Sachs bankers and the Wall Street people. They don't have his back. What they're saying is we're keeping him in line with what all of you want. And if you look at what the mainstream press is saying, they said, oh, this is really good. These guys are in control. Enacting a very rigid chain of command. And of course, remember, they were saying about Bannon. Oh,
no,
he's controlling the president.
They'll counterman his orders. They'll countermand his orders. This is going into coup territory.
Yes, yes. And it's not a bad thing that they're controlling.
Something big's going to happen. They said the next few months they're going to remove him. Does he even know what's happening? It's up to us to get the word out. We don't want to go off half-cocked, but I'm pretty close to shooting up the bat signal. Let's go to some phone calls here. David Knight launches the new show tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. All of you in the InfoWar tomorrow, on your email, on your Facebook, on your Twitter, tell folks he's covering critical issues and breaking news. The new conservative libertarian network launched as Fox News begins to implode. We fill that vacuum with the Patriot information. Sean in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Wanted to call in to let you know I work at one of the big four accounting firms. Don't want to bore your audience, just to let your audience know what big four accounting firms do. We're the ones that look at the financial statements of every publicly traded company so that investors can know whether or not the financial information they give them is true or not. So just getting that in the back. So these are, you know, very important companies.
So there's only like two or three companies that certify the stocks, the bonds, that rate the companies.
Yep, absolutely. So I'm going to take a risk here because I think I need to be specific. If I get fired for this, screw it. It's worth it. So I work at Ernst & Young. Mark Weinberger is the CEO of Ernst & Young. He was on the president's policy and strategy forum. As you know, that kind of fell apart in the last 2 days as each CEO decided that they want to virtue signal out to the rest of America about what great liberals they are. So just to give you a little background of that. So after that got disbanded, he sent out a firm-wide email to all 60,000 employees here at Ernst & Young. And I'd like to read, with your permission, the first couple paragraphs of this email. However, I do have a question. Would you like me to read it in a normal voice or in a liberal voice?
Do it however you want. I wish the show was 5 hours long. Please black out your name, whatever. Send it to David Knight. So we can post that in the morning and have this be a top story in the morning. But show tips at InfoWars.com. But go ahead.
Yeah, but I was going to say, here you go. Policy and strategy forum announcement from Mark Weinberger, CEO of Ernst & Young. As much as I believe in engagement and dialogue today with my fellow members of the U.S. President's Policy and Strategy Forum, we made the decision to disband the group. As I have previously stated publicly, I am deeply saddened and disturbed by the tragic and deplorable act that took place in Charlottesville, Virginia this weekend, in addition to the increasing divisiveness we are living with in our community. Groups who stand for bigotry and hate have no place in our
society. Stay there. Finish on the other side, Sean. This is important. We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Under collectivist models, both communist, fascist, and socialist, they will wreck and ruin everything so they can dominate it and control it. We're fighting that. We've got amazing callers, and I'm in the final segment. I'm a bad boy. But we're just going to get better about your calls. But the calls are so good. Sean, finish your letter from one of the big ratings companies that you were reading about the demonization of Trump, while I show folks a email sent out to Uber users about KKK's everywhere. We're watching, and we hope things aren't too dangerous. Create hysteria. Meanwhile, the New World Order is like run by a Nazi, George Soros. go ahead and finish your letter there, Sean.
Yep, so we just ran around. This is from the CEO of Ernst & Young, Mark Weinberger, who was on the CEO forum explaining why he left it. So just to skip the boring part, he says, the groups who stand for bigotry and straight and hate have no place in our society and should be denounced. There should be no place in society for such views, and there is no moral equivalent between those who are motivated by hate and those who oppose them. As with many of you, I was disappointed in President Trump's reaction to these events. I believe leaders should unite rather than divide people. This is the CEO of one of the most significant companies in the United States sending out complete propaganda crap to all of his employees. It's an insult.
Oh, I've got Uber email here just saying, we're all bracing, we're all under attack, it's all horrible, we're all dead. Oh, my God, let's all stick together. That means do whatever the big banks say. Again, they're robbing us all, so they create a fake tribalism that we're all fighting with each other according to what color we are. Thank you so much, Sean. Since we have the clip, here it is from Boston, a black lady yelling at another black lady who's a police officer, screaming at her that she's on the bad guy side. She's on the white people's side because she's a cop. Again, folks, this is the brainwashing. Here it is. I don't know how good that audio translated over the radio, but you can clearly see it when she's saying it, you know, with the lower audio and her lips moving. But there's so much noise. We got JK, we got Ryan, we got Kim, we got Don, we got Nicole, we got Fontaine, we got Josh. We got all these people to go to. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Don in Seattle, where I am, for a few more hours. Don, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, thanks a lot. Just a special thank you for your Survival Shield X2 and your BioTrue Selenium. Life-changing. And then also another thank you for your Secret 12. I have the injections, vitamin B12 for injections. Boy, you have saved me a sore hip. And then also Traveler, your ProPure Traveler. The water tastes so sweet. Only bad thing is I'm drinking over a gallon a day. But thank you for all of them, and I'll yield my time to somebody else. But I just wanted to thank you for your fine products.
Well, thank you. I like recalling about the ostrich syndrome in Seattle.
Yes,
but,
I was.
I wanted to hear. Briefly tell us about ostrich syndrome.
Well, the ostrich syndrome is basically up in Seattle. Out here, everyone buries their head in liberal ideas, and that is their sand. Them liberal ideas. And they believe that them liberal ideas are going to save them, and they all sit there. The whole bodies are exposed. They don't care. And, you know, that's just basically what the bottom line is. But I just wanted basically really to thank you for your products, and you have a nice day, and I'll let somebody else get on the line.
Well, God bless you, brother. He sounds like the guy that says, we're a Motel 6. We'll leave the line on for you. What a great guy. Everybody outside Seattle is super awake. Most folks here are listeners. It's just that they're like a priesthood of, like, they're so proper and they are the good people and you are the Nazi. And it's like, dude, you're crazy. You're a Fruit Loop. I want to live in America and have lower taxes and be able to defend myself and not be told I'm evil all day because I'm white. You're the people pushing racism, and it's literally white people. I've had like 50 white people come over and say F you, and one black dude come over and go, man, you like racism? I'm like, no. And he goes, oh, okay, cool. I'm not trying to like virtue signal and go, oh, the minorities are real nice. The white people are whacked out. Something's wrong with them. Let's go ahead and talk to Fontaine. Fontaine from the great state of California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex Fontaine. Hey, I just want to say I got found a lot of influence in how you involved your child's mom. I'm a single dad, too. And I let my kid be with the mom as much as possible. But on that subject, he's forced to watch CNN in school in sixth grade. And he comes home and tells me that everything's okay, Dad. We apologized to North Korea, and we don't have to worry about getting nuked now. I thought, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, when I was in high school 25 years ago, they made us watch in multiple times a day because the, quote, government paid for the TVs in every classroom. So we had to watch corporate commercials, MTV, and CNN every day.
Yeah, now it's called CNN 10 or CNN Student. I think they changed it too. But, you know, what do I do? I'm going to go to the school board or the whatever school meeting.
CNN is force-fed. You need to point out they're anti-American. They have a bias, and you need to file suit on the city. They'll make them change the channel. Look, CNN is only seen in hotel lobbies, bars, restaurants, airports, and government training camps. And so I totally agree with you. It's time to absolutely raise a stink and say, listen, we're not going to be bombarded by this bullying garbage. We have to get aggressive just like they've been. God bless you, Fontaine. Okay, let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to Amy in the great state of New Jersey. Amy, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. The great talking to you. My husband is to blame for me being obsessed with your show. Well, he's the one who woke me up.
God bless him.
Yeah, he's wonderful. We're the few Jews that support our president, and we're not the Trotsky ones like the liberals in my family.
No, I totally understand. You're not the Trotsky ones that are constantly trying to kill Jews. Yep.
Absolutely, that are so brainwashed, and you know they're in their little bubble, and you know and all that. But you did mention about the Antifa. About my state did declare it as a domestic terrorism. We have a
that's good for Chris Christie. He did a good job.
That's the only thing. I don't like him otherwise because he ruined the schools here with.
Well, Antifa has been calling for killing cops, and I mean, if you just randomly call for killing people, I think that's terrorist, don't you?
Absolutely, but why? Well, what's been taking so long for this to be done by our president, who should have called it out when he was talking about the thing in Charlottesville? He says, you know, you got to name it for what it is. We named, you know, radical Islamic terrorism. It's time to give it a name. You know, there's so many people out there that don't and never have heard of it. If you went to my mother-in-law, my parents, they've never heard of the word Antifa. There are so many people that don't know what it is. He needs to get it.
They're basically communist, cop-hating. Anti-Semitism is like their main deal. They love radical Islam.
Oh, I know. The problem is why has he needs to do this on Tuesday night in Phoenix when everybody's there, when he has the big TV viewership.
He needs to say the KKK is a terrorist organization, and he needs to say an Antifa is a terrorist organization.
Absent is democratic found, and also he needs to declare BLM and the Muslim Brotherhood to be domestic terrorist groups too. And the CIA,
I think that's something everybody should tweet at Trump. We should all call for that all week. BLM, Antifa. He needs to declare them terrorist groups. He needs to go on the offense
and go after Soros and explain.
Yes, ma'am. Amy, I'm out of time. I wanted to get to Josh, Nicole, and Kim. Nicole and Kim, let's get their names, numbers, and Josh. You get a free T-shirt of your choice. CNN's fake news. InfoWars is real news. Molon Lobby, whatever T-shirt you want, your choice. Let's get all three of those callers I didn't get to. Names and numbers. We'll send you out a free T-shirt. InfoWarsStore.com. If folks want to support us, great job to the crew. Great job to the listeners. Great job to Amy. That's a great last caller to go to. I'm sorry I didn't get to more. David Knight, tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. David's a great guy. His show getting syndicated across America is going to really help people. But I don't want us to just get 50, 60 affiliates in the next 6 months. That's my goal. I want to go over 100 affiliates in the next 6 months. That's up to you. Our great station's listening. David is a really professional guy, better than I am in many ways. Perfect for your station. So, David Knight, you got 30 seconds. Say bye to folks.
Thank you, Alex. And, you know, she's talking about, can we get Antifa declared a terrorist organization? Well, we've got McMaster, who has endorsed a book that says that al-Qaeda terrorism is simply resistance, that jihad is peaceful. He cannot say radical Islamic terrorism, and anybody who says it in the White House is going to be put out. That's the problem we've got coming.